Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Reading God's holy, awesome, wonderful, majestic word. We got a good night tonight, and remember, we have communion when we're finished. So we welcome you to have your communion elements ready. Even if you're watching us live, run and take your phone out to the kitchen and get yourselves ready. We'll be receiving communion tonight. Tonight's lesson is, or Bible that we're reading is very interesting. The cloud and the fire. And then for the first time, they're going to depart and move the tabernacle. It's going to be a good time tonight as we are studying. Here we go. Pray the opening prayer with me this evening. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Numbers chapter 38. Numbers chapter 8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Aaron, and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. This workmanship of the lampstand was hammered gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was hammered work, according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Verse 5, cleansing and dedication of the Levites. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the Levites from among the children of Israel, and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification on them, and let them shave all their body. Let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with its grain offering, a fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take the young bull as a sin offering, and you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. Verse 10. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levite. Remember, the word atonement means at one-ment. 13, and you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, then offer them like a wave offering to the Lord. I don't know if they picked them up and waved them around. 14, thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After the Levites shall go into service, the tabernacle of meeting, you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering. For they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself, instead of all who opened the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. All the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast, on the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Verse 20, thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them. And the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord. And Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that, the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle of meeting before Aaron and his sons. As the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. At the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites regarding their duties. They were holy to the Lord. Numbers chapter 9, the second Passover. You remember the first Passover, that was Exodus chapter 12, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel keep the Passover at its appointed time. On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall keep it as its appointed time. According to all its rites and ceremonies, you shall keep it. So Moses told the children of Israel they should keep the Passover. Verse 5, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. Verse 6, now there were certain men who were defiled by a human corpse, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day, came before Moses and Aaron that day. And those men said to him, we became defiled by a human corpse. Why are we kept from presenting the offering of the Lord at its appointed time among the children of Israel? Moses said to them, stand still, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 10, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any one of you or your posterity is unclean because of a corpse, or is far away on a journey, he may still keep the Lord's Passover. On the 14th day of the second month at twilight, they may keep it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break one of its bones. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and ceases to keep the Passover, that same person shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord at its appointed time. That man shall bear his own sin. 14. And if a stranger dwells among you and would keep the Lord's Passover, he must do so according to the rite of the Passover, according to its ceremony. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and the native of the land. Amen. That matches Galatians chapter 3, 27 through 29. Here we go. Now the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle and the tent of the testimony from evening until morning. It was above the tabernacle like the appearance of fire, their own streetlight system. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that children of Israel would journey. And in the place where the crowd settled, then the children of Israel would pitch their tents. At the command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey. So it was when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the command of the Lord, they would remain encamped. And according to the command of the Lord, they would journey. So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey, whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year that the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. When it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. If your present doesn't go with me, I'm not going up. That's what Moses said. And children of Israel were very careful to not let this cloud, you know, not to violate that, because that's their protection. Here we go. Chapter 10. Two silver trumpets. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, make two silver trumpets. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling to the congregation and for directing the movements of the camp. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. But if they blow only one, then the leaders, the heads of the division of Israel, shall gather to you. When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall begin their journey. When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey. They shall sound the call for them to begin their journey. And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpet. And these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who opposes you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets. And you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Everybody is now going out to buy a trumpet. Amen. Verse 10, also in the day of gladness and your appointed feast at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offering. And they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. Verse 11. Came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journeys. Then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So they started out for the first time, according to the command of the Lord. by the hand of Moses, the standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first, according to their armies. Over their army was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Verse 15, over the army of the tribe of the children of Israel, Issachar was Nathanael, the son of Zur. And over the army of the tribe of children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. That's not Elon Musk, that's Helon. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershom and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben sent out according to their armies. Over their army was Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. 19, over the army of the tribe of the children of Israel was Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things. The tabernacle would be prepared for their revival, their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set out according to their armies. Over their army was Elishama, the son of Amihud. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedhazur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Then the standard of the camp of the children of Israel, the rear guard of all the camps, set out according to their armies. Over their army was Ahaziah, the son of Amishaddai. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher was Paziel, the son of Achran. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus was the order of the march of the children of Israel according to their armies when they began their journey. Now Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will entreat you well. We will treat you well, for the Lord has promised a good thing to Israel." And he said to him, "I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my relatives." So Moses said, "Please do not leave. Inasmuch as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, indeed it shall be that whatever good the Lord will do to us, the same will happen to you." Verse 33, so they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. The cloud of the Lord was above them by day when they went out from the camp. So it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, "Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. And let those who hate you, flee before you." When it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Very interesting of exactly how God wanted him to wash, of exactly how God wanted him to march. Very, very interesting, the sounding of the trumpets. It's all part of God's great order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I think it's verse 29, 30. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And the more order you have, the more God shows up in our lives. Now, Sunday morning is communion morning. And we want all of you to receive communion with us. You might say, "Pastor, I'm not a member here yet." You don't have to be a member. You ready for this? You don't have to be a member anywhere. Amen. To be able to receive the communion elements. That's what man says. But that's not what's in this book. And we're going to read that right now. And then we'll pray the prayer of salvation and receive communion together. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 38, and then verse 31. 33 through 28, and then verse 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, verse 25, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, until he comes. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we be judged. And then he said, in verse 28, let a man examine himself. You got to do that. But that's all you got to do. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is right now, so are we right now in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, condemnation. Because there is no fear, there is no condemnation in love, in Jesus' mighty name. And there's no condemnation or fear in the communion elements. Just make sure you come with a heart that truly wants God. And you'll always be right with God. Don't run from the blood and his broken body. Run to it. If you sin, run to it. Communion service is right on the website. And it'll be a blessing. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. And you'll be right with God and ready for communion in about 60 seconds. Ready, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son.
And that you rose again on the third day.
And that you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out like this and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Family of God, here you are. Look at there. You did it. You prayed the prayer of salvation. And you are now right with God. Your name has just been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How cool is that? Think about it. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, young or old, tall or short, fat or skinny. Don't matter. You just received Jesus. And when you open the door, just a crack. He comes in with all of his power. That's pretty cool. You went from darkness to light. You should have experienced that. Some people like hot oil. There's a warm glow all over me. Well, God's not hot oil or warm glow, but your body just became infused with the mighty, awesome, powerful presence of Almighty God. He just came to live in you. You went from fear to faith because your sin causes fear, afraid of death. But faith, because Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, just came and lived on the inside of you right now. How cool is that? The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You don't just get a name change. You got a DNA change. You have God's very spirit living on the inside of you. You might say, like me, why would anybody resist this? We don't know. We don't know. Because it is so wonderful in every part of your life. Isn't that an amazing thing? My email address and website are right there in the notes of this program. Shoot me an email and say, Pastor, I just prayed the prayer. And I will help you walk with God. In Jesus, by the name. Are you ready? Let me get everything in the right order here. Let's receive our communion elements together. Hold your item up. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your
I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
Body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
We receive the bread together now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
And I thank you for
and
it.
I thank you for
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly
to
the throne room of grace.
Where I
find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of
Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome by the blood of Jesus every plague
has to pass over
and cannot be on me or
me.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white,
and I will always be.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. And the Bible said, and then they sang a hymn and went out. Now let's sing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. The blood of Jesus is the most powerful force in your life every single day. And you just did powerful force for changing your life on this whole, on the face of the whole earth. Sitting right there in your home, watching it on YouTube and partaking of it. And your life just changed forever. You can save this video, watch it every day, take the communion elements every day. I encourage you to do it. Go to my website, samuelzcottle.com. Click on the communion tab. You can sit there and read it yourself, just like I read it to you. And it'll be a blessing to you. Any way we can help you walk with God, we want to do that. In Jesus' name. We're on live stream on YouTube, Facebook, Monday through Saturday, every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And we would love to have you be a part of it. Most of all, share this program with your friends, wherever they may be. We are literally reaching 26 nations now. Isn't that just something? May God bless our brothers and sisters that are on their way to somewhere in Europe. May God bless the men and women of God in Russia and the Ukraine. And may God help every person get ready for the rapture, because it's only days away, probably. And until we see you again, thou shalt not be free. As a matter of fact, if you like that end time stuff, the doctrine, and you want to study it, I got an excellent playlist I'll be glad to send you. And shoot me a message on Instant Messenger. Thank you for being our friend and our partner. And this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you tomorrow morning.